high school, went through the kind of like progressive rock into learning about like John McLaughlin and Frank Zappa and all the stuff that was going on at that point. And that branched out into jazz and avant-garde jazz and 20th century classical. I mean, when I first heard Monk, it was like a total revelation. And, I mean, Monk and Ornette Coleman and Duke Ellington, to me those guys are kind of like the, might stick Mingus in there too. Like, those guys are the most important jazz composers, I think. Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington slash Billy Strayhorn. So, I mean, that stuff is pretty undeniable. Yeah, I listen to a lot of rock and soul music as well. I mean, during the 80s, I thought Prince was like pretty much God, you know? Ellington, I went through a very serious Duke Ellington phase in the last year, kind of out of it a little bit now. I was listening to a lot of Duke Ellington.
What was it about Ellington that was sort of drawing you at that point?
Well, I guess things I like about Ellington are I like how he, for one thing, he brings in the 20th century music thing into his music and makes a, you know, he thinks of his music as serious composition, you know, and is also constantly like, well, what can I do new, what can I change that's going to be different from what I did before, or, you know, how can I rearrange these horns so they sound completely different than anything you've heard before, you know, that kind of thinking. Harmonically, this stuff was like way advanced, you know, unbelievably advanced. I mean, the way he used certain, a lot of times, you know, it's hard to tell now reading some of the stuff like that new Strayhorn biography, you know, who was involved in which aspect of the music, and especially when you, after Strayhorn died, like in 67, I guess, the music that came afterwards was pretty different, you know, an Afro-Eurasian eclipse.
Right, the very latest stuff, yeah.
Well, that stuff was kind of more simplistic in a way.
How old was that guitar?
Should I play some more? This guitar is, I think it's made in 1968, 69. Okay. Just had it refretted.
It's classic kind of, jazzy sound.
It's got a new life. Yeah, it's kind of a blues, jazz, blues kind of guitar.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you.
Sketch.